Oh, my God. Who's that?
You stay here. I'll go and see.
What if it's the police?
You'll have to hide in the wardrobe. Don't let them in, whoever it is. David, what are you doing here?
I just can't face Juanita. Not at the moment. But can I come in, please? It's raining.
Who is it, Annie?
It's my brother.
He's another exception to the rule, I suppose.
Look, it's absolutely pouring rain. Please let me in.
Oh, all right.
This is getting ridiculous.
You don't have to tell me. What's going on, David?
Juanita's got this idea that I've been unfaithful to her. She's due back today, and I can't face another argument with her. I just can't. I want to give her time to cool down.
Look, honestly, David, it's not my problem.
Who is it, Annie?
It's David.
So, we meet at last. Why didn't you reply to my letter? Why haven't you tried to get in touch with me?
Dad! What are you doing here? You know, it's been a really difficult time for me. What with one thing and another?
Why not admit it, David? You just don't give a damn.
No, Dad, that's not true. It...
Jeez!
I've just remembered. You better not stay here.
Why not?
I'll go.
Who'll it be this time, do you think? Your great-grandfather?
Oh, my God. Christy.
Look, I've got to talk to you, Annie, please.
This really is not a good moment.
It's pouring rain, Annie. Please, give me a chance.
Oh, God, I don't know. Oh, come in, then.
Is this another relative of yours, Annie? No, wait a moment. I recognize you from the TV. You're Christy Schmidt. How can you have the nerve to come around here after what you've done?
Look, I can explain.
Did the Sunday Post send you round persuading me not to sue them?
Annie, what the Sunday Post printed was nothing like what I actually wrote. It... Good heavens!
It was what?
You're Hugo Peters, aren't you?
Who is this woman, Annie? Is she a friend of yours?
Don't you dare write a word about this.
How does she know who I am?
I wouldn't dream of it.
I won't be treated like this.
Oh, no. Can you go, please, Kate?
Hello. Is David Peters here?
Yes, but...
I must speak to him immediately. Let me through, please.
Oh, all right.
Oh, no, Melissa. How did you know I was here?
Simple. I rang your apartment. Juanita hadn't seen you, so I guessed you'd be with your sister.
Do you mean you've spoken to Juanita again?
David, I admire you for having the courage to leave. It may be painful at first, but you're a free man now.
Who is this lady? What's going on, David?
Oh, she's just a student of mine, that's all.
What do you mean, just a student of yours? Or are you in love with all your students?
David, I just don't want to know about your private life. Please go. Take this lady with you and try and solve your problem somewhere else. Oh, hell. No. I'll go this time.
Is David here?
Yes, he is. I wish you'd take him away with you.
I've got to speak to him.
Oh, come in.
David, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to your daughter?
Juanita, darling, I can explain everything. Is your father all right, then? They caught the kidnappers?
No, he wasn't really kidnapped at all. He just had some people pretend to kidnap him, and then we paid the ransom money into a Swiss bank account. It was all done for tax reasons or something. My daddy's so clever. He's all right. But what about you and me?
David's left you because he knew in his heart it was the right thing to do.
What? Who are you? Are you the bitch I spoke to on the telephone? Because if you are...
I'm David's girlfriend, and I have as much right to...
Look, would you please all get out of my house? I just can't stand this.
Melissa, it would make things a lot easier if you left us alone.
Hey-ho, I'll go. Ah, it's another man this time.
Is this where Annie Peters lives?
That's right. Let me guess. You're her cousin.
I'm not in the mood for joking, okay? Now let me in. Okay, where's Hugo Peters, then? I've come to get him.